School News Roll Call for Savannah School District features an article by Dr. Sue Johnson, Superintendent, as follows. Continuity of focus. The disruption to all of our lives caused by the COVID-19 health crisis has been profound. We want to ensure that our distance learning program is meaningful and representative of the high caliber of education the Savannah School District is known for. As we wait to be able to return to in-class learning, students are attending school through daily live standards-based lessons, rigorous and engaging pre-recorded lessons, small group instruction, and grade-appropriate assignments. The continuity of instruction in Savannah School District remains a primary focus during the distance learning program. The school year for students began on August 17 in a distance learning format. The district plans to transition to in-person instruction when deemed safe to do so by the healthcare agencies, medical professionals, and the governor. Students have access to the current board-adopted curriculum, whether it is through a distance learning format or in person. Students have access to online applications and programs while learning remotely as they would in person. A drive-through curriculum and supply pickup was conducted at each site in order for every student to have access to paper, pencil workbooks for curricular needs, and supplies provided for each student. When we reopen to in-person learning, classroom environments will look vastly different from previous years because of new health and safety measures as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Our plan to outline a transition process to shift to on-campus instruction is based on current guidance from public health officials and state agencies and will likely be updated as the situation evolves. I'm extremely proud of the way our students and families have rallied to ensure that distance learning is a success. From parents and students learning to use new technological tools to establishing new procedures and routines at home, from students joining online class meetings to submitting completed assignments online, from students participating in small group learning to complete online assignments independently, families have found ways to help their children while ensuring they continue learning. I can't tell you how proud I am of the resiliency of our staff and their ability to adapt to this ever-changing situation. This is not how we expected to begin the year. However, with tremendous staff and community support, it will indeed be a great year for our students as we work to ensure that today's learners become tomorrow's leaders. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this publication in its entirety to learn what is happening within your school district.